Jim Spacuzza is with us. He's the 101st in our series of interviews on the growing entrepreneurial movement in St. Louis. He's the CEO of Crisis Go, which is a mobile app that takes school emergency plans off of paper and puts them on your device, puts them online, I guess. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You are moving your company to St. Louis.
Yes, we've started, and we're now located out in Richmond Heights and also with the T-Rex downtown, and we're excited to be in St. Louis.
Where did the company start?
We were out of Marion, Illinois, and we started growing that there a couple years ago.
And then you got an ARCH grant, which is that $50,000 cash award, but there's a string attached. You have to move to St. Louis?
Yes, but we wanted to be in St. Louis anyhow. You know, we were growing. We needed better infrastructure. We need to be closer to the airports.
What does your app do?
Well, just like you said, a couple years ago, a school district came to us and said, what we'd really like to do is take our emergency plans from our three-ring binders and our flip charts and put them on our smartphones and pads. So we looked at that project, and we had been involved in school educational software for about 15 years with websites and student safe email. And then we found out they needed two things. They needed the ability to communicate with the right people during a crisis within the organization so that every staff member could communicate. And they needed access to that critical content that was in that three-ring binder, like checklists, maps, rosters, and emergency contact data.
Sure, sure. So all of this is handy now on the device.
Yes, we have it on mobile devices, so phones and pads, Android and Apple, as well as their desktop computers.
And you now have 700 school districts who are your customers?
Yeah, we have 700 schools in 30 states, and we're continuing to grow. We just brought on 52 sales reps this year, covering 45 states, so that we're able to get the product out, make sure people are aware, and then bring onboard school districts across the country.
Now, you get $50,000 from ARCH grants. How will you use that money?
Well, that money was used right away to start to build infrastructure here in St. Louis. So we're bringing on people to do implementation, also to test our app as we advance it, and also to bring in the new office and set up the new office in the St. Louis market.
Your company's Crisis Go. When do you expect it to be profitable, if it isn't already?
Probably one more year before we're profitable, but we continue to ramp up very quickly. I think even this year, Missouri will have a grant for school districts to be able to buy a product like Crisis Go. So we might be able to accelerate in the Missouri market very quickly, as many states are now funding better emergency response protocols.
What did you do before you were the CEO of Crisis Go?
Well, for about 15 years, I was a co-owner of a company called School Center, and we did school websites and school student safe email. And in 2011, we sold that, and it's now part of the Blackboard organization.
So you've got expertise in the educational services area.
Yes. But what we found is that Crisis Go is much more than just an educational product, because as we started to show the product in markets, you know, police, fire,
sure,
everybody sees it, and we've had businesses as well as cities and also organizations contact us because they have that exact same need.
How do you contact all these school boards? I guess the school board makes the decision to enter a contract with Crisis Go.
Yeah, our process is to take a school district's administration through the process of mentally seeing how going mobile can help them respond quicker and more effectively to a crisis, sometimes through a webinar, sometimes by being there in person and showing them the app. After they can visualize how that would work for their district, then we will take them through the process of training them and bringing them on board with better tools.
They provide you a fee?
Yeah, there's a small fee in comparison to what school districts pay for other products to bring on their staff and their administration. And now we also have the ability for parents and students also to be connected through the app.
So you're moving your business to Richmond Heights and downtown St. Louis from, I think you said, Marion, Illinois.
Yes, and we're pretty far through that process now, so we'll probably keep a small staff in southern Illinois, as some people have trouble selling their homes and moving right away.
Well, you must be bullish on St. Louis then.
We are. And the people at Arch Grants have been phenomenal to work with. And the people they've introduced us to and the connections they've given us have been tremendous for our business.
Fantastic. Well, that's a pretty – it's exciting that, you know, sometimes we get guests on the program who are launching an app. It's still in the testing stage. They don't have any customers yet. You already have 700 school districts in, did you say, 30 states?
Yeah, in 30 states. And we're growing rapidly. And, you know, there's a tremendous need for people to – be able to communicate with the right people during a crisis, and Crisis Go helps them do that.
You bet. Well, Jim Spacuzza, CEO of Crisis Go, congratulations. What if somebody in our listening audience represents a school district? How do they contact you?
Well, if they represent a school district or any business that needs to turn their emergency plans into a mobile platform, they can reach us at crisisgo.com, and they can also find us on our WordPress page at crisisgo.com as well as Twitter.
Thanks a lot for joining us on KMOX.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a break here, and then we've got network news just on the other side of these important messages on the Voice of St. Louis. Want to tell you about our friends at First Cloverleaf Bank, who happen to be in Illinois. In fact, they're the largest, most experienced business banking team in the Metro East, 9 commercial lenders, more than 200 years combined experience in commercial lending. At First Cloverleaf, loan decisions are approved in the Metro East. Nobody has to wait for an answer from an out-of-town corporate office. What's more, First Cloverleaf